Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your brain is a dusty old computer struggling to load even the simplest task? You're not alone. We're living in a world that glorifies hustle culture, where always on has become the new normal. But trust me, friends, there's a better way. Today, we're diving headfirst into the murky waters of burnout and how to find that sweet spot of self-care balance. Because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? Think about it. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in some me time, all while battling the never-ending scroll of social media and news alerts. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're running a marathon with lead weights strapped to their ankles. But here's the truth. Burnout isn't just a feeling. It's a serious condition that can wreak havoc on your physical and mental health. So, how do we escape this hamster wheel of exhaustion? It starts with awareness. Recognizing the signs, feeling constantly drained, losing motivation, struggling to focus, is the first step towards taking control. But here's the thing, friends. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run your car without oil changes or checkups, right? Your body and mind are no different. They need regular tune-ups to keep running smoothly. And that's where self-care comes in. Those little acts of love and attention that help you recharge and refuel. We're talking about everything from getting enough sleep. Yes, I know it sounds obvious, but seriously. Moving your body in ways that feel good. Eating nourishing foods, and spending time with people who lift you up. But self-care also means saying no to things that drain your energy, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being above all else. Remember those epic heroes in movies? They don't just jump into battle without taking a moment to sharpen their swords or gather their strength. You deserve the same respect and attention. Take me, for example. I'm a firm believer in starting my day with a brisk walk in nature. It clears my head, gets my blood flowing, and sets the tone for a more productive and positive day. And when things get hectic, I have my go-to self-care rituals. A hot bath with essential oils, reading a good book, or simply taking a few deep breaths to center myself. Now, picture this. You're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone keeps buzzing, and you can practically feel the stress building up inside you. What do you do? Do you power through it like a superhero, ignoring the warning signs? Or do you take a step back, breathe deeply, and say, I need a moment? That's right, friends. Taking a break, even for just 5 minutes, can make all the difference. Step away from your desk. Go for a quick walk. Listen to your favorite song, or simply close your eyes and focus on your breath. It'll help you clear your head, reset your energy levels, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle whatever challenges are thrown your way. But remember, self-care isn't just about finding moments of peace. It's also about setting boundaries and protecting your energy. This means saying no to commitments that drain you, prioritizing your needs, and learning to delegate tasks when possible. It's like choosing what flowers you want in your garden. Let those beautiful blooms thrive, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. So, my friends, the path to a balanced life isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfection. It's about making conscious choices every day that prioritize your well-being. It's about listening to your body and mind, recognizing your limits, and showing yourself the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a loved one. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel energized, fulfilled, and ready to take on the world without feeling burnt out. So go out there, rock your day, and remember, you're amazing just as you are. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below, and let's support each other on this journey to a more balanced life. And don't forget to subscribe to The Brain Fog Detox for more tips, insights, and inspiration delivered straight to your ears every day. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.